Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the Monday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Home, by the way, home of the most recent record-setting Tampa Bay Rays with their, or Bucks with their, well, Rays, I'm sorry, with their 13 wins in a row. What a quite a feat. Now they're back on another streak. We'll see what they do. But we're broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to the FedEx and the UPS, as well as the bulk mail center haulers out there doing the same. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there delivering what they're delivering as well. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler the same way. And, of course, we also happen to be on Getter, Truth Social, and Twitter, all as Captain's America, Third Watch, Captain's America is the words, Captain's America, lowercase in that case. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, well, we don't have a Denise Simon this morning for some reason, so I'm going to say the pledge, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we include in that those two words, under God. So, we got it. We hope you get it, too. All right, we're going to go right to the phone line to begin with here. Let me see here. All right, it's Backgammon Bob. What's up?
Yeah, Captain. I was sorry to have Denise. I don't know what happened to her, whatever.
She fell asleep, couldn't get out of bed. That's being blunt, but that's true. I'd be willing to mention it, but go ahead.
Anyway, as far as these electric vehicles go, Biden should be pushing. Everything seems to be pushing. And the car companies are all coming out with their electric vehicles and pushing apart. What I don't understand is where are they going to get the energy to power these things? Because our grid definitely can't stand it. And they need to be building some either nuclear plants, or I don't think anything else could handle it. Because if all these vehicles get on the road, I can't believe the car companies are making all these vehicles without taking that into account. All right, that's it, Cap.
Well, the world's largest nuclear plant just not only got built, but got opened in Finland. So Finland gets it. They put up a brand new nuclear plant. Of course we should have a nuclear plant or two around to provide power for all of this, because they don't have enough power. they don't have enough power. What are they going to do? Well, you can't build a bunch of electrical cars if you don't have the grid to handle it. You're going to have cars, electrical cars, you're going to be towing every which way to charging stations because they're going to run out of electricity. Nobody seems to be smart enough to figure that out except for, you know, us average bears out here. Because if you take a look and you see where they're currently putting them in, instead of going to a gas station and putting, like, I don't know, 15 or 20 of the charging stations there, which would be a logical place, around the back or around the corner, where you could line them all up and charge them all at one time. Instead of doing that, you might see one. You might see two. And that's it. Because they just don't have the room to be able to put all these charging stations in. Yet. Now, will they by 2032? I doubt it. The government doesn't work as fast as they think. It just doesn't. So what are we going to do? Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm not buying an electric car anytime soon. I don't care. I'll pay for the gas. It's not going to happen. And the reason is because of what I just told you. There aren't enough charging stations. There aren't enough of this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Okay, let me see here. I think that's Mary. Okay, is that you, Mary?
Good morning. Electric vehicles are idiotic.
You need to have two or three of them.
Once they stop, you're stuck.
You need to have two or three of them.
Well, the batteries blow up in people's garages. I just can't see the use for them.
There's a lot of problems with them right now, but the main problem is they don't have the grid to support what they're trying to sell.
But even at that, if you break down, somebody can't just give you a charge off their battery.
No, they have to tell you.
It's more complicated.
Which means they need to go back to what they did to begin with. Remember when they had the electric and or gas?
Thank you.
Hello. All right. I'll talk to you. Talk to you soon. Take care. Yeah. They had the electric plus the gas. Okay. How about being smart? Let's do that for a change. Huh? How about that? I'd be all for that. That would work. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more.
You're listening to... If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Silvano. You'll hear him again on Friday on the program. But right now you're going to hear Aaron in Denver, Colorado. And Aaron, what's up in your mind?
Yeah, I'm back.
You're back.
So, you know, saw in the news that Germany has gone nuclear energy cold turkey.
Right.
So you know, and nuclear energy is a clean energy. Of course, you know, you got the environmental nuts out there saying that fossil fuels are evil, and they're not. But at least that's their mentality, that fossil fuels are evil. And it's so sad that this zero carbon, trying to be zero carbon in Germany. It's ironic because the thing is, though, led by Merkel, the moron, you getting dirty oil from Putin, which really funded the war in Ukraine,
right?
And then, or you getting coal, you know, using these quote dirty fuels, but you want to be carbon neutral. So I mean, it's just hypocrisy. And other countries surrounding Germany are still using nuclear power and other forms of energy. Nothing against so-called green energy, but you gotta have diversity. You gotta have diversity in your energy supply. You just don't want to go cold turkey, and it's just going to be green, so-called green energy. But anyway, Cap, goodbye.
All right, thank you very much, Aaron. And yeah, you drive the point home. It's a good point. And by the way, when you talk about the energy coming from coming from Russia, here's one for you. You'll want to be listening during the military and veterans segment. I have a report about the Ukraine and what they're doing with some of the United States money. And when you hear what I have to say, just grab onto something real sturdy. Make sure it's a chair that's cemented to the floor or whatever, because you are going to be upset. All right, let's go. Let's see. Back to the phone line. And, okay, I think, yeah, we got our buddy Magic Mike over there. And Clearwater, what's up there, sir?
Hey, Captain, how you doing? I was going to ask you your opinion, Captain, since you were in the military. These latest sets of document leaks, and, of course, you know, we had Snowden and we had Chelsea Handler. What are we going to do? I mean, allies, people that we rely on, I know for a fact that the Koreans are very upset about this because I guess they were sending arms over to Ukraine, and obviously they didn't want anybody to know about it. They were doing it kind of hush-hush. Nobody's going to want to share information with us. Nobody's going to want to give information to us, and that's going to put us in a really bad spot because, you know, some of the folks that provide us with information is key stuff that we really rely on and need. So what do you think, Captain? Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, we're not going to do much of anything because you've got Joe Biden in charge. You might refer to what we heard yesterday in that there was a Navy chief petty officer that was somehow or another involved in this document stuff. He was a friend of the young man, and the young man and he were talking. And there's a possibility that the young man may have asked the chief petty officer for some help or direction in trying to find out where this was or where that was or whatever the deal might be. We don't know for sure. We won't know until they do their investigation of whatever it is that transpired. But there may have been a second person, a senior person to the younger man, because the younger man with the lower rank would have only been able to have gotten documents to a certain level. I was surprised when I heard top secret and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff, because it's just not the way that it works, or not the way it worked when I was in, or anybody else for that matter. Now, you can be 19 years old and have top secret clearance, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to get the nuclear codes and do whatever. And some of what this young man was doing was questionable, to say the least, let alone what he was doing with the information when he got it. So I'm thinking that there is a strong possibility that whether the chief petty officer was duped or whether or not he did it willingly, that he was involved in this and inadvertently or directly helped this young airman first class into the information level that he got. That's what I'm thinking. Plus, get this. He worked at a military base at night. At night. And I think I'm beginning to see that he worked by himself at night. There was nobody else there, which gave him ample opportunity to be able to get some of this information by making a few phone calls and doing whatever. So we'll have to wait. We'll have to see. But that's what it looks like is going on here right now, that he did have help. Whether it was direct help or inadvertent help or accidental help, but it was help. Now, the Ukraine announced that they brought home 130 of their military prisoners in an Eastern prisoner exchange with Russia, I might add. So that's a good thing. We just found that out yesterday. In addition, Maryland Governor Moore has said the state is now stockpiling the abortion drug. And Benjamin Netanyahu says, despite the tensions between the United States and Israel, they still have strong ties with the United States and our allies. And as I said earlier, and I'll repeat this again because somebody just talked about nuclear a couple minutes ago, Europe's most powerful nuclear reactor, the most powerful nuclear reactor, just opened in Finland. They get it. We don't. And it's a shame. Because it's going to wind up costing us. In the interim. Want to bet? I'll bet you. It's going to wind up costing us in the interim. So again, we'll see where we go with all of this, because it's kind of like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place in some of these circumstances, but you're not. We have options. We have different things we can do. I can't wait to find out more, or whatever they'll tell us about the leak, because it's going to be interesting. Now, speaking of leaks, over the weekend, we had, I don't know, 1,000 or 2,000 teens rush the downtown area in an attempt to take over the downtown area when they were told that they couldn't go to this park that they were allowed to go to because there was no time. They had to be in this park by 10:30 at night, and there wasn't enough time to get there, so they were told to go home. Well, instead of going home, they decided to tear off into downtown and destroy some stuff, which is their favorite game. But in the process, they also went after some tourists. Now, some tourists were being bused back to their hotel. And the buses were actually converged around and banging on the windows and this, that, and the other, trying to gain access to the buses. It's my understanding that that did not happen, that they did get to where they needed to go. But anybody that was walking on the street at that time of night was in trouble. Now, I haven't heard all the specifics. I do know there were some people killed as a result of the attacks and some people injured. We also had this horrible incident down in Alabama at a party where a University of Alabama football player was killed, amongst others, in a shooting incident. And then finally, last night, again, this time in Mississippi, a police officer was wounded, several other people wounded too, as gunshots rang out at another party or some sort of celebration. Don't know all the particulars on that yet. I'm going to try to pick them up here during the next break if I can. All right, well, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with the military news and views and the veterans news too. And I'm going to have something interesting to say about the Ukraine that I would be willing to bet you're not hearing.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Police in Alabama say four people are dead and more than two dozen are hurt after a weekend mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party. Several people are in critical condition. It happened at a dance studio in the small town of Dadeville. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing fellow Republican colleagues who are praising a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman who was arrested for allegedly leaking classified Pentagon documents. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Graham called the leaks, quote, a major failure, and that, quote, some people need to be fired over this. Evacuation orders put in place days ago for residents affected by a recycling plant fire in Richmond, Indiana, have been lifted. Officials said that air monitors found chemicals such as hydrogen cyanide, benzene, and carbon monoxide in the ground-level smoke. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and the military and veterans news always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. That's their website. Go there, check it out, and then make a call. Take a tour. We'll tell you how. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let them tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one, of course, is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, right across Tampa Bay over on the other side of the bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston at a small municipal airport that's there. Now, in either case, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of their facility. Now, what I would strongly suggest is that you take a tour of each one of their facilities and see what you think before you make the final decision. Reason being is there might be some personal quirks that you might like in terms of, maybe sports teams or whatever else. But that might be something that might seal the deal for you. And unless you see both campuses, you're not going to know. That's number one. Again, the phone number is 800-659-2080. Call that number after you've looked at the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Look at the website, and then call them up. You ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Remember, prior military, especially if you've been in an air fleet somewhere, done something related to air maintenance, you'll have a leg up. Your training probably won't be as long because you'll already know some of the stuff. All you'll have to do is take a little book room training to begin with and take the test. Now, where is all the Ukraine money going? I have a new report in my hands that suggests that Ukraine, are you ready for this, is buying Russian oil, and top Ukrainian officials are pocketing the money. Now, can I prove this? No, but I'm going to read the report word for word, and then you take it from there. A new report claims that hundreds of billions of U.S. aid to Ukraine is being spent on Russian oil to fight the war, and many of Zelensky's entourage are pocketing the money for themselves. The Ukrainians, according to the report, are purchasing fuel from the enemy to keep the war effort going. The revelation comes from Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh, who's been accused of relying on anonymous sources. He was also behind the controversial federal report claiming that the United States was behind the 2022 Nord Stream pipeline attack. Now, that is my source from this article. I'll read some more. The news comes amidst the recent leaks that have been upended in the narrative of the progress of the Ukraine war. The leaks contain similar revelations, including that Egypt, a country that receives around $1.3 billion in annual military aid from the United States, was also involved in a plan to supply some 40,000 rockets to Russia. Now, as was reported last week, this suggests that the United States has possibly been funding both sides of the conflict and could lead Washington to reconsider its support for the Middle Eastern country. This is serious. This is serious stuff. And additionally, the report suggests that the top Ukrainian officials might actually be skimming aid money and pocketing a lot for themselves. Ukraine has long had issues with government corruption, and by the mid-2010s, was conventionally known as one of the most corrupt states in Europe. Now, while this report should be taken with a grain of salt, it is worth noting, since billions of taxpayer dollars in recent American overseas operations and regime change wars still, to this date, have not been accounted for. That's the story. That's where I got it. And it has some merit. This is amazing stuff, folks. By the way, India is now emerging as a Chinese alternative. We here in the United States are starting to do more and more with India, weaning our way off of China and others over there. Now, the man behind the massive leak in the U.S. government secrets that's exposed spying on allies, revealed the grim prospects for Ukraine's war with Russia and ignited diplomatic fires for the White House. He's a young, charismatic gun enthusiast who shared highly classified documents with a group of far-flung acquaintances searching for companionship amid the isolation of the pandemic, including one individual now identified as a retired Navy chief petty officer. Now, this person might, I use the word might, have given him more information to run with or told him where to go get it. We don't know. But that's what it's looking like right now. Now, this is just too good to be true. But I don't doubt it for a second. Stranger things have been happening in this great country that we live in. And what we have to understand now is that we need to step up to the plate and deliver. We need to be responsible, and we need to do what we need to do in a responsible manner, instead of just going off half-cocked, which is what it appears to be in a couple of cases with what I just told you. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. I hope I'm wrong, but if you take this story at face value, there is some merit there with it. And again, this comes again from a Pulitzer-winning, prize-winning journalist, Seymour Hersh. And of course, they're going to throw up a smoke screen and say, oh, it's not believable. He didn't do this, and he doesn't know this. And sure, they're going to do that. We know that. But is it true? Inquiry minds want to know. And they definitely are investigating this story even further. So we'll know soon enough. We'll know soon enough, but a lot of things going on here. And when it involves money and it involves billions of dollars and you can't keep track of it because you don't know where it is, wow, that's just not even smart. Not even smart. So I think I hear the music coming up in my ear. I do hear the music coming up in my ear. We will let you know that coming up is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha, and welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and we're not hearing from Chris Markowski this morning either, so maybe he's also taking a day off. Don't know. But anyway, I can tell you that, all right, I'm going to put a caller on hold here. All right, now, I can tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and they are located on North Florida Avenue right here in Tampa, next door to Moss Nissan. Now, you can find them online, find out more about them online by going to their website, which is what they prefer you to do to begin with, to take a look at what all the inventory that they have. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, the website. While you're over there, keep in mind that if you serve, you save at Moss Family Automotive, Moss Acura, Moss Nissan. That means all veterans, all active military, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, get a discount on your vehicle as well as church pastors, too. And they also have the Moss Care Program that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. As long as you have it, that's what you'll get. So it's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, let's see here. Let me go on up here to the line one. Mr. Mike in Madison Clearwater, what's up?
Is Chris with us?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Captain, did you just hear what the young lady said during the half an hour break news?
No.
These crazy people in California the electric companies are considering a proposal whereby instead of billing you for the amount of electricity that you use, they're going to bill you based on the amount of money you make. That is absolutely ridiculous.
You know when they first said that? You know when they first said that?
When?
A month ago.
Right, Captain. But so basically what? The people that make big money is going to pay for the people that can't afford their electric bill? I mean,
something like that.
Lunacy. Mm-hmm. So if you live in California and you go for this, you're basically nuts. All right, Captain, that's what all I wanted to say. Thank you
so
much.
I was going to say, when are you moving? Jeez, man. Who would want to go to California with all the crap going on there? Who would want to go to California? Nobody. I feel bad that our friend Kyle Warren lives out there because I keep razzing him all the time. When are you going to move? When are you going to move? When are you going to move? And like he keeps telling me, well, we got two kids that are still in high school. When they get out, we're gone. Okay. I'll go with that. I'll go with that. We'll see what happens. Now, a couple of things here to throw out. I'm going to throw this out with Mr. Mikulski, but he's not around, so he can't do it. But Finland, who has officially become a member of NATO, doubling the military alliance's border with Russia, has now completed and opened a brand new nuclear plant, which will make them the largest producer in Europe of nuclear power. How do you like that one? How do you like that one? Now, not that they're doing it for the sake of having a bunch of electronic cars, because they're not, but certainly they'll be able to sell electricity to other countries near them, and that will probably help out with the electric vehicle push that we've been hearing, which is also going on over there in Europe. We'll see. Now, the $2.1 billion in long-term aid, which is being provided under the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative by the U.S., will buy missiles from the National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System, as well as radar and other weapons. It'll wind up being about $2.6 billion before they're done. What will happen as a result of that? Not sure. But certainly, with what we just told you about with the oil, and now we got missiles that are being bought, with the aid money that we've sent them, which is good. I guess that means that we're getting our money back indirectly or however. But that's not a guarantee that they're going to buy anything from us. Gee whiz. These people. Now, the Army's got a mold problem in a lot of their barracks. We know that. We've seen it from years gone by. And paint never really did cover it up, but that's what they would have. So their solution would be, well, we're going to paint this today. There was always paint, paint, paint. But they have a new device, a specialized 3D printed device that uses sensors to detect temperature and humidity levels within the barracks rooms to identify early signs of mold. Will it work? I don't know. I sure hope so. I sure hope so. It would be nice. But we'll just have to wait and see. Now, there is and I talked about this the other day, and I could not find the story until right now. Sorry about that. The congressman in New York, who's created quite a brouhaha, George Santos, because he lied about a lot of the things that he had done and he got caught in the lies, has already got an announced challenger that's going to run against him. Kellen Curry, an Afghanistan war veteran and former vice president at J.P. Morgan, announced a primary challenge against Representative George Santos, who's currently a first-term congressman. He's become the first Republican to take on the embattled congressman, who's also faced calls to resign, many calls to resign. People want him out, but he says he's not going anywhere. And he's not, apparently. You want him out, you'll have to vote him out. So that's apparently where that's going. By the way, something else. President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 48%. That's pretty high, based on what I've been hearing. And, of course, religious faith is important to most Americans. But they seem to worry that traditional beliefs are getting watered down. Well, imagine that. I think we can all agree with that one. Less than half of the voters want President Joe Biden to seek a second term next year. And two-thirds think Biden should face challengers in the Democratic Party. Well, he is going to. We'll see if they can do anything. And in the aftermath of last week's shooting at the Christian School in Nashville, a plurality of voters see mental health as the primary cause of such incidents. We've had a rash of shootings in the last 24 hours. We'll get into it when we come back after the top of the hour news with Frank Silvato. But we had one in Chicago. We had one in Mississippi involving a police officer who was wounded. And we had another one over the weekend. Three total in the last 3 days. Now, the unprecedented felony prosecution of former President Donald Trump in New York City is bad for America, according to a majority of Americans, voters, who agree that the case comes from the banana Republican sort of stuff. And I don't think you'll get any argument from anybody I know about that. All right, I hear the music. That means that right around the corner, we'll have Frank Silvato, and he will be here. That I know. I already talked to him. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.